Blueberry picking in the Alpine country on Christmas morning has become an annual ritual I look forward to. This year was no different. I set off at the usual 6 a.m. The 25-kilometer drive was peaceful and easy, as the road was completely deserted and I was the only one at the blueberry farm. As I got out of my car, I marveled at the beauty and the serenity of this hidden gem. Against a backdrop of the Alpine mountain ranges, there were about 3 acres of blueberry bushes, neatly planted in rows. The gentle morning breeze brushed cool against my face as I looked up to greet the rising sun. As usual, I had my old coffee bag and 3 buckets, the only equipment needed to pick 10 kilograms of this new crop of berries. I walked up and down the various rows, noticing the abundance of ripe berries heavily laden on the branches. I settled for a row where birds were gathering. They knew where the best and sweetest berries were. The birds squawked loudly in protest, but surrendered their best choices to me and moved on. I thanked them. I stood quietly, feeling grateful to be alone and fully appreciating what a varied and fulfilled life I've had. This morning I had awoken fully conscious of how happy I felt, and now in solitude on this blueberry farm, I felt even happier. The clusters of ripe berries in front of me beckoned to be touched. Clasping them in my hands, I invited them to fall into my palms and then into one of the buckets. I filled one bucket easily, without moving more than 1 meter. I was lost in a state of trance when I heard whispers of conversation nearby. 2 men and 2 women, about the same age as my own children, were walking past my row. They soon separated, each to a row, and quietly went about picking berries. One of the men chose the other side of the row to where I was. He was lanky and brown and was wearing a pair of Thai fisherman's trousers and a saffron-colored t-shirt. By this time, I had been standing up for an hour. The best blueberries were on the low branches. Even the birds didn't bother to get down this far. I quickly filled half of my second bucket and decided to stand up again. Only a year ago, I had had no trouble getting up from a sitting position, but this time it was much more difficult. Struggling to find a graceful way to do it, I remembered a yoga sequence. From a squat, I placed my hands on my feet and slowly straightened my legs in a forward fold. Then I stood up, deliberately stacking my vertebrae one on top of the other. When I was fully upright, I noticed that the tall man was watching and walking over towards me. His voice broke the silence. "Hello, I like the way you stood up, a reverse forward bend. May I ask you a couple of questions?" I smiled and nodded. "How long have you been coming here to pick berries, and how often do you come?" I told him that this was my 5th year, and that I come only 2x each year, on Christmas Day and again on Australia Day. He said that he was from Byron Bay, where he worked as a yoga teacher, and passionately loved it. He had not been to this alpine region before, but came to pick up friends who live near here for a Christmas lunch gathering. To fill in some time, they had all come to pick blueberries. Then came another question. Do you listen to ABC radio? I told him I did. He explained that he wanted to introduce the practice of Silent Day to his yoga students, and so he Googled it, and one of the entries was an audio story on the ABC titled My Silent Day. He was impressed with the power of My Silent Day. It showed how being silent had allowed the author to remain detached from offensive comments, unfair treatment, and ill will. Suddenly he stopped, looked at the coffee bag under my feet and exclaimed, "Was that you who submitted the story?" I confessed that indeed it was. He opened his arms and gave me a warm, respectful embrace. He showered me with compliments and thanked me again and again for affirming the power of silence. What a coincidence of time and place this was for both of us. On this Christmas day, on a remote blueberry farm, a total stranger came into my life for a brief instant, but shared a lasting gift from his keen observation and openness. When I wrote My Silent Day, I was not consciously thinking about the power of silence, but when I heard his response to my story, I became more appreciative of the power of the written words and how they touch people differently. The encounter was brief. He needed to get to Christmas lunch on time. After filling all my buckets, I folded up my coffee bag. This humble coffee bag has become my magic carpet. The happiness I felt earlier has escalated into silent but absolute elation.